You know what's interesting about this text, the irony of this text, is that those people who thought they had a permanent home in this text, actually discover at the end of it in John chapter 9 that they didn't have a home that they could count on. Those people who thought that they had a home were those Pharisees and scribes. They were really comfortable in God's temple. Why? And why not? When they spoke, everyone listened to them and they hung on every word and they asked questions to the Pharisees. When they offered prayers, they had long words that were impressive. Everyone thought that they were super spiritual. When they gave money, everyone thought, wow, these guys are special for the community. But see, what they didn't realize, the Pharisees and scribes, is that that home, the temple structure, would be completely devastated in 30 years, never to be built again when it was destroyed around AD 70. And then later on in this passage, Jesus calls those very people blind. He says they're the ones who don't have a home. It's as if that children's story, Jesus is singing that song, the foolish man built his house upon the what? On the sand, and the house on the sand went splat. Yeah. The double irony of this passage is the exact opposite. The man who didn't have a home, the man who was physically blind, who didn't have a home emotionally or relationally, distanced from his parents, at the end of this text, he's the one that has a home. For Jesus asks him, do you believe in the Son of Man? And his response was, yes, I do. And he bows down and worships Jesus in that moment. He forever has a home. Okay, so the people who are the people who think that they have sight and they have a home don't actually have sight and they don't have a home. And the person who doesn't have a home and doesn't have sight, it's flopped. He has a home and he has sight. But Pastor, how does this relate to my life? Let's bring it to today. What are the homes that you are banking on for relaxation? Homes, so to speak. What is that item that just relaxes you, that just makes your heart rate go down and you just say, boy, I'm feeling really at home and at ease? Is it a physical home? Well, the reality of it is all physical buildings will go away. The grass withers, the flowers fade, so do homes, they fade away. Is it perhaps books? I love books, but the reality of it is that our eyesight will be taken away someday. We won't be able to read them. Or you might be saying, well, then I can listen to audio tapes. Well, at one point, our ears will probably lose the ability to hear. Is it sports? Is that where you feel really relaxed and rested? I'm guilty of that. That's my home. Well, guess what? The knees kind of don't do what they used to do. And the back doesn't work like it's supposed to do. Is it a hobby of some kind? At some point, it will be taken away. Jesus comes, and you see what he's doing? He offers you a home. That's home. To be with him. Jesus would once say to a man who was lost and wandering out or around without a home in John's gospel, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will have a home even if they die. That's kind of the one way to interpret that text. You have a forever home no matter where you go. Jesus is your home. Pastor, another question that I have is, I don't know if I want to go home. God might be angry. I mean, I'm afraid, and it's human nature to think that God might be afraid. There are those sins that we've committed in the past. Will he count them against me? Or maybe you're thinking, well, I've wandered off one or two or three times. Certainly that's the last straw. And you might be wondering, as thinking about coming home, will God's patience wear out? How will God welcome me home? My friends, take away this. God welcomes you home with a loving embrace, with pure love for you. He doesn't look to your sin. Do Do you see how the Pharisees and scribes in this text, they want to do an investigation on sin, and they want to find out the causality. Was it his sin, or was it his parents' sin? What time of day was the sin? Jesus is never interested in investigating sin, never in the Gospels. He's only interested in a loving embrace of every person that he comes across, and so it is with you. He's prepared a celebration for you, food prepared, a banquet prepared, all sorts of drink prepared for you. You are welcomed with God's embrace fully. Now, what I loved about my first story that I shared with you, it was something that I actually saw on YouTube. What I loved about that story was actually this point, that when there was this embrace between father and son, the thing that I loved about that video was that it was as if they both got lost in each other's embrace and they forgot about everything else. That was amazing to me. Because if you remember, as those of you who are male, you know that going back as a boy, one of the greatest things is playing baseball. And when you get called up to bat the ball, isn't that what you're thinking about? You're so excited for that. This boy was so wrapped in his father's arms, he didn't even care about batting the ball and playing baseball. He was so caught up in the love of his father. And he probably also wasn't so worried about the problems and concerns that were going on around him either. He was just so much enjoying the embrace of his father. Isn't that the way it is that God is for us? The embrace is so loving for you that even the good things in life, home, hobbies, sports, whatever it may be, and even the bad things in life, troubling world, challenging diseases, isn't it true that we can live life so wrapped up in the Father's arms with his love and forgiveness? Those things fall behind. We can have a stable place where we can be loved and live in the love of the Father. That's the miracle and sign of John 9. We have a forever home, a place of stability and rest. Let's give thanks for that in a brief moment of prayer, and we'll move on to our statement of faith. We pray. Dear Lord, these days that we live in, if we look at the situation and we look at the circumstances of the news, it's unstable. We are concerned about that, Lord, as you know what's happening across this globe, what's happening in Ukraine. But Lord, today, just for this brief time and moving on from this service, may your embrace of us hold us. May we feel that love and that acceptance that you offer and just live there. Live in that love and really let the good things in life and even the bad things in life just kind of go away so that we can live in that love today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.